Hello.
Secretary, ma'am, Mr. Moyers.
Hello.
Hello.
Tom.
Hi, Bill.
Just checking your views on the desirability or non-desirability of answering in the affirmative McGeorge Bundy's suggestion that he have a press conference in Santo Domingo to sort of raise an umbrella over what's going on and try to get some of the facts out. The general feeling by McNamara et al. Is that it would not be wise at this time for the political conduit of news to be opened down there instead of up here. And while Vance can handle the operational discussions or press conferences, we ought to keep the political discussions with the press up here instead of down there. I wanted to get your feeling on that.
Well, I tell you, we sent out a telegram. The press today was particularly bad.
Yes.
Greenfield, I haven't studied it as much as he has, but Greenfield says that all the bad press we're getting emanates from down there. And from what I've seen, this is substantially true.
Yeah, true.
If we're going to ever get this corrected, I would think you'd have to be corrected down there, Bill.
Mm-hmm. Here's what Bundy proposed saying. He said, I'd expect to begin by saying that the OAS resolution and Ambassador Bunker's statement define the political effort which we've been making in the last week. The simplest formula for the effort we're making is that we seek a return to constitutional government without communism. It's in that spirit and with that purpose that we've been talking to Dominican leaders of different groups. Our present view is that neither of the currently contending groups has the necessary breadth of backing and authority to govern the country, and we find this view widely shared among the Dominican people. We've therefore been seeking the wider base described by Ambassador Bunker and making the strongest possible effort to bring leading elements of the two sides together in such a new effort. Our conversations show that major elements on both sides really have shared objectives, but they also share the depth of emotion which has been brought into being over many years, made even more intent by the events of the last 3 weeks. We have made considerable progress in working out the elements of a possible settlement, but we certainly have not reached the point where such a settlement can be expected immediately. We've kept in the closest touch with the members of the OAS until their return to Washington. We continue to keep in close touch with Mora. I would then turn the ceasefire and our own concern for respecting it, our own efforts to respect it, and would tie my remarks into what Secretary Vance will say with respect to the charges which are in the papers today. I would expect to resist discussion of any name of any person involved in the discussion on the Dominican side, but I would try to make it clear around the edges of the interview that the effort is to get the political settlement which would meet the stated aspirations of the anti-communist constitutionalists while not intensifying the prospect of bloodshed among Dominican military forces.
Now I've got it. I was thinking about a different, seeing entirely different things.
Yeah.
I think, let me bring you up to date in the OAS. The Argentine and the Colombian. On this five-man commission,
mm-hmm.
who have been with us all the way through, were very hurt, and mainly because, well, let me put it this way, their mission down there was substantially a failure, and they're trying to rationalize that failure by blaming A, the UN, and B, the U.S., and specifically the Bundy mission. The Argentine ambassador to the White House, Barnechea, came in today and left me and said that that there would be some kind of a statement of resignation by the Argentines from the five-man committee unless we could agree to 3 points. One is that Bundy, the Bundy mission would be returned. B, that Bunker would issue a statement that the OAS was the only group that could properly negotiate with both sides.
Wait a minute, unless we agree, A, Bundy return.
Well, Bundy Vance.
Right. Fine. Second.
Let me put on that point by way of parentheses, this doesn't mean we couldn't, presumably doesn't mean we couldn't work through the embassy. It's the mission he's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Which competes with the OAS mission, see?
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, Bunker make a statement that the OAS is the only group that can properly negotiate with the two sides in the Dominican Republic. And third, that we ask the OAS to appoint immediately a commander. Preferably a Latin American commander, that's what he was talking about, by the Inter-American Force. And I talked with the Secretary about that, and sent word back to the Argentine that we needed time to think about this. We'd talk about it tomorrow, but couldn't make any commitments. In the meantime, the Argentine has already resigned as chairman of the five-man commission. He stated he would resign, to be more accurate. The meeting wasn't over when I last talked with Ellsworth.
They're meeting right now.
Yeah. And there's considerable doubt that we could agree to any of these 3 points in the way in which they're put. We're committed to, on the third point, we're committed to Brazil. And Brazil is about